Well, you've heard about this organization before. We've got some new voices to help tout it this morning. I'm talking about Impact Fairfield County. As we said in our intro, this is a collective giving organization that engages women of Fairfield County in local philanthropy on a deeper level, and how much good they have been doing since their formation back about 10 years ago by a couple of women named Wendy and Vicky. Today, we've got a couple of new leaders of Impact Fairfield County on the line. The current co-presidents, Jen Servetio and Annika Kennan, are with us. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So a lot going on in the next few weeks, both opportunities to engage and regroup with your upcoming event on November 5th, as well as the current round of grant applications being open. So we're going to talk all about that as we move through our chat this morning. But first, Annika, let's start with you. Let's hear a little bit about you and your background, and what inspired you to not only come to and join Impact Fairfield County, but then to take that extra step of investing the equivalent of a part-time job's worth of time being co-president.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on. My journey with Impact has been quite exciting. So my background is not in nonprofits at all. I'm originally an engineer, worked in consulting, and raised my kids and did a lot of volunteering with my kids' schools. But as I was feeling that I wanted to get more involved in other areas outside of that, I was introduced to Impact Fairfield County by another one of our former co-presidents, Stevie Ann. And I just thought it would be a great way to get to know a lot of different nonprofits in Fairfield County and see maybe where I wanted to end up spending more time and resources. And it's been a really great journey. I was first a member of part of the review process, learned a lot along the way. From there, I was invited to become a review committee chair, which I did for 3 years and really enjoyed. And then from there, I've moved on to the VP role and now my second year as a co-president. So it's been a really great journey, and I've learned a lot along the way.
Fantastic. How about you, Jen? What's your backstory and journey up into this co-president role?
Thank you, John, and thanks again for having us. So I started my career at an investment bank, and over the years did some volunteering and slowly made my way into the nonprofit sector. But when I moved to Fairfield County, I was looking to learn about the county and meet some new people, and a friend told me about Impact. I was a member the first year, participated in the review committee process, and joined the board right after. I was the events chair for a few years and vice president last year, and this is my first year as co-president with Annika. And it's been such an opportunity to not only meet great women who are also members, but also get to know the incredible work that is being done throughout Fairfield County by our nonprofit organizations.
Very good. Well, let's stick with you for a few minutes, Jen, because you've got this this event coming up on November 5th. Is that both an opportunity for all current qualified participants in Impact Fairfield County to come together, but also an opportunity to welcome your newest members?
That is exactly correct. So on November 5th, we are having our fall kickoff at the loading dock in Stamford. Starts at 10 a.m. And all of this information can be found on our website at impactffc.org. So our fall kickoff is exactly how it's titled. It kicks off our grant year. This is really a time where we are getting members to sign up. So folks coming to this Some have been members for years, and others have never heard of Impact, and this is a great way to get to know who we are. We will provide information there, and you'll also have an opportunity to hear from our most recent 2025 grantees. So it is a great way to reconnect if you've already been a member, bring some friends who you might want to tell about Impact, or if you're just hearing us now, stop by. You can register on our website, and we would love to meet you there.
Great. If one of those friends is unfamiliar with Impact and they, like the two of you at some point in your lives, decided that they wanted to get more involved in philanthropy, what are a couple of the key things that they need to know if they're considering participating, Jen?
So there's a few ways to become a member. We have our traditional way, which is the membership fee of $1,100. $1,000 goes back into the community, and $100 helps us to run these events and our organization. We also offer scholarships, full or half, for those who, you know, that might work best for them. And we have a corporate partnership program, and corporations support Impact at different levels, and then can have employees of their company become members. Once you're a member, you can participate as much or as little as you'd like. I think folks really enjoy being part of the grant process and joining a review committee, which meets a few times over the spring, and that's where you get to review the grants that we receive and go on site visits to the organizations and really get to know what's going on. We are an all-volunteer-run organization, so members can dive in as much or as little as they like, and we always welcome new volunteers.
So, Jen, do you find over the time that you've been with the organization that this not only acts as a turnkey opportunity for women around Fairfield County to engage and learn about organizations and be hands-on involved in both the philanthropy and potentially the vetting of these organizations to pass through some important funding to, but do you also find that women who have been part of Impact Fairfield County then occasionally or maybe frequently go on to become dedicated to one of the organizations that they learn about in terms of maybe, you know, board leadership or even becoming part of a nonprofit staff?
Yes, we call that our ripple effect. It does happen. We have a lot of great stories of exactly what you just explained, women going on to get more deeply involved with organizations. Throughout the year, we offer educational events where we feature our current grantees, and we also offer volunteer opportunities. So we're always giving our members more opportunities to get to know the grantees, and sometimes there really is a connection there, and members move forward to get more deeply involved with the organizations. I personally have brought my kids to volunteer at some of these organizations. It's a great way to connect into the community, and we are really happy that that ripple effect is part of what makes Impact Fairfield County so special.
Fantastic. Well, folks, if you're hearing something that you're interested in supporting or knowing more about, impactffc.org is their website to go to. They would love to see you on November 5th at their fall kickoff event. Annika, let's talk a little bit about the other major thing that Impact Fairfield County does, and that is to provide critical mission support to a growing number of nonprofits to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year since its inception. Hundreds of thousands, I should say, millions of dollars in grant funding to exceptional local nonprofits. $100,000 at a time. These are great, great opportunities and critically important for these nonprofits. Let's talk a little bit about who you would like to see coming to Impact Fairfield County as applicants, and at the same time, look back on this decade of impact that this organization has made over the past 10 years.
Yeah, thanks, John. Impact has really found its place, I think, in Fairfield County and among the nonprofits. So, and our grant cycle, as you were mentioning, is coming up. So we have just had an applicant information session a few weeks ago up in Southport, and we had really great attendance. Then we have also provided opportunities for brainstorming sessions with potential applicants. But it's not too late for any nonprofit that is servicing under-resourced communities in Fairfield County to get involved in this grant cycle. Our LOI is opening on Tuesday, October 14th, and it will be open until November 11th. So during that time, we would love to see really any nonprofit throughout Fairfield County, or their base does not have to be in Fairfield County, but they must be serving under-resourced populations in Fairfield County. And that have 3 years of audited financials are all eligible to apply. More information about our grant, our criteria is on our website. And we really service and provide grants to all different organizations. We've really, I feel like captured a wide net there as far as our grantees. This past year, Emerge Connecticut was one of our grantees. They have been established in New Haven for quite some time, and they were looking to expand into Bridgeport, which is what our funds are helping them do. And they work with formerly incarcerated people as they are trying to establish themselves past incarceration, with a lot of programs surrounding both work and social and other support, and have really great numbers on their recidivism rates. Our other grantee from this year was the Rowan Center, who was actually our first repeat grant winner, which we were very excited about. They were one of our first grant winners, and their funds, the funds that we're giving them this year, is going to what they're calling Kids Safe HQ. So it's a website that they are developing to design, like, for parents as well as schools to protect their children from sexual abuse and online exploitation. And we're very excited to see as that comes along. But if we move back to our decade of impact, which was last year, we celebrate 10 years of Impact Fairfield County being here. And since our founder started it, as you mentioned, Wendy and Vicky. We really had a very exciting year last year. We in the fall, in our fall kickoff, we celebrated our 10-year members, which are really our founding members. And we got to hear from Wendy and Vicky and how excited they are about where Impact is today and how it's grown and the impact it has had on all of Fairfield County and our community. And then we worked together with the Sacred Heart School of Greenwich and the high school students there in their film class to create videos of each one of our past grantees, which at that time was 17 past grantees. And you can see all those videos on our website. And it's really great to see that all these projects are still going on in some form from where we had funded. And all those organizations are doing great work still all across Fairfield County. And then in May at our grant award celebration, we were very excited to have all our past grantees there. Our members got to mingle with all our past grantees as well as our finalists, and we were able to give anniversary grants to all our past grantees. So together with our membership, which last year was 284 women, so that's 284,000 we were giving out mainly these two $100,000 grants, as you referenced, and then the remaining going to the other finalists. They were able to get a good amount of money for their general operating, and then $10,000 anniversary grants to all our past grantees. So May was extremely exciting. We were giving away over $450,000 in one day. So that was a great day for us.
Oh, that's great. So when you look back on your tenure, Jen, and you see this, breaking that $2.5 million mark and the meter keeps turning, this must be the gas in the tank for you and Annika, I imagine. In the final minute or two that we have with each of you, Jen, if you could just, shout out to all of your peers and all the women within the sound of your voice, and give them the quick spiel about why they should join you guys on November 5th. Please do.
I would love to. Thank you. As we just talked about, Impact reached a decade of making transformational change in Fairfield County. And I think Annika and I feel that it's an honor and a privilege to kick off leading the organization into the next 10 years. So there is a great opportunity to be part of something that is really uniting women to make transformational change in our communities. And we would love to have the opportunity to tell you more about it and to meet some folks out there that we haven't met yet.
Annika, for you, the last word. Go ahead.
Well, we really welcome everybody. So we're very excited to see women, and we love to hear everybody's voice and help support, I think, a great cause and learn more about what's going on in our community, and seeing some of these nonprofits up close at site visits or at our big events is always uplifting, because there is a lot of amazing work going on in our community.
For everybody who knows the challenges that nonprofit and service organizations are currently facing and have been facing over the past decade, Impact Fairfield County grants are needed now more than ever. You can help Impact Fairfield County continue to make transformational grants to change communities across Fairfield County for the better. We hope you'll visit their website, impactffc.org, and find out how you can lend your voice and your presence to this organization, dedicated now for these 10 plus years to doing so much good and providing so many millions of dollars in support across Fairfield County. Jen Cervedio and Annika Kennan are their co-presidents. Thank you both very much for being part of the program today.